This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. You can feel it. I can feel it. You can probably smell it and taste it and hear it, too. But tis the season, my friends, for Chicago street festivals. God bless us, everyone, Tiny Tim included, because this is the best time of year. Sun shining, food grilling, band playing. Summertime Shy in all its glory is on its way. So today, I'm talking to Lauren Vieira. She's a writer based in Chicago, and she's been poring over dozens of Chicago street fests to bring us a select few we don't want to miss. Lauren's here with me now. Lauren, welcome back to The Rundown.
Thanks for having me again.
So I love a good street fest. Some of my favorite things are like the people watching. I also like to be seen, you know, I like to get dressed up, you know, go outside. Always good food, always good music. The merchants, I feel like it's giving like very historic marketplace energy oftentimes when you're like at the festival buying things and seeing the products. Yeah, what are some of your favorite things about walking up to a local street festival?
Oh my gosh. Well, food, very important, but it has to be food. It has to be very specific food. It needs to be something ideally you can eat in one hand, I feel like.
I like that.
I'm making like a pantomime of an ice cream cone with my hand right now.
I thought it was a burrito.
Or a burrito. Could be a burrito. Could also be a taco. Could also be a churro. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have all of those things.
Samosa, whatever.
Yeah, but I think the ease of like walking and talking and eating, or a slice of pizza maybe. Mm-hmm. And also like music is a big reason I go to fests. Mm-hmm. But for me, at my current age, the volume is key. And I don't want it to be super, super loud unless I'm going to a fest specifically to go, like, to a concert.
Have you invested in some earplugs, like outdoor earplugs?
I do have earplugs.
Yes.
I do. I haven't worn them in a while, but I think it's time because it's the season. The street fest season is coming.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Earplugs are handy. Also a sign of the over 35 group of folks in the world. Just, I don't want to hear that. It's too loud. Yeah. So out of all the hundreds of festivals all summer in Chicago, I don't know if it's hundreds. I'm sure it's probably over 100.
It's got to be.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like it's got to be.
How did you narrow? You narrowed this down to 10 for the writing that you did.
Yes.
Tell me, how did you narrow that down?
Okay. Well, the assignment was very open-ended. This is just like street fests, basically, that you should put on your calendar if you want to pay attention to this summer. And my approach is thinking, okay, what would actually draw me out of my neighborhood to go to another hood street fest? What is going to be worth it?
Mm-hmm.
And then also this list is reflective of pretty much the whole summer. So just thinking about finding something to do every single weekend. We're not going to like bunch them up. And then a third, I think, component of this list is diversity in region. So trying to think about, okay, I don't want to go back to the same neighborhood 2 weekends in a row.
Yeah.
I want to get around the city and see what the best of the offers are.
I love that. Ooh, I'm excited. I'm excited for Summertime Shy, just in general.
Me too.
So there are a few festivals that are no longer happening. Hyde Park Summerfest, Silver Room Block Party. Those are a couple that would be happening on the South Side.
Yes.
First of all, what happened with those festivals?
I think the most general explanation is money. And unfortunately, just reading a couple articles about why, in particular, the Hyde Park Summerfest came to an end last year, 2023 season, was because it got a little too expensive, primarily through security. I think that's something that has been increased over the past handful of years since the Highland Park shooting in particular. I think a lot of street festivals since that 4th of July shooting upped their security. So that's a downside. And then not wanting to pass along those costs to the crowd. I think organizers of that particular festival were like, you know what, this is getting a little too expensive for us. We're not really making a profit, so we're not going to do it anymore. So it's sad, but that's just comes down to dollars.
Yeah, I did go to Hyde Park Summerfest last year, and one, you know, that security thing is interesting that you bring that up, because if you walked out, you couldn't get back in.
Yeah.
And they had to have those security folks monitoring who was coming in, who was coming out. They're like, look, we're not doing this twice, more than once for more than one person, unless you want to pay again.
And I think if you recall years prior, you know, it used to be very much free flow. Maybe you get a wristband, maybe you get a stamp, you can come in and out and things like that. So, yeah, security is a huge reason why a lot of these street fests haven't continued. Same with the Silver Room Block Party, which, of course, Silver Room's been around forever. They've moved locations many times, I think. And think about it, that is really just one person. It's Eric Williams, who's been organizing it for years. So you don't even have like a neighborhood organization like Hyde Park or, you know, Wicker Park or whatever it is. It's like, it's one guy managing the whole thing. I know he has an amazing team, but when those costs get up, that's just a lot for one person or one vendor or shop to be fronting.
Okay, so nothing could ever replace one for one these festivals. But what are you looking forward to now that these kind of festivals are not happening anymore?
Okay, so maybe for at least for music.
Yeah.
Summer Smash is what a lot of people are talking about this summer. This is a huge like stadium event. So it may be odd to start off our Street Fest chat with this one, but this is kind of what it's become. It's, you know, due to these security costs, it's kind of like go big with these stadiums and these huge artists and call it a street fest because there's also food and other things, or keep it, you know, a lot smaller and maybe don't have the headlining artists. So Summer Smash is the former. We've got Cactus Jack, which is Travis Scott. You know, Chief Keef, I'm excited about. There's a lot of folks, Lil Yachty, and it's just like name after name after name. So this is really one of the ones that people are excited about for music this summer.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the more free, low-cost options in your top 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so some of them, again, going smaller, but not super small, like Andersonville Midsummer Fest is an amazing one. It's been going on for 58 years.
Ooh.
I mean, that's a long time.
Yes.
This year, they've got the Chicago Gay Men's Chorus. They've got the Jesse White Tumblers, who are always super fun to see.
Ooh.
They've got a pet parade on Sunday at noon. And this is a multi-day event, too. So you can go, it's June 7th through 9th. So you can go any of the days. You can go all of the days. And there's going to be something different every day.
Okay. That's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, it is.
And then for the person listening who is showing up with their kids in tow, let's talk about some family-friendly stuff. What are some things you can bring all ages to?
Okay, I would say Andersonville Midsummer Fest is one of those two.
Okay.
I personally might be getting my family out to the Tacos and Tamales Fest, which is in Pilsen. It's July 19th through 21st. I mean, just by the sound of it, you can guess what it's all about. It's all about the food. We're talking about the street food that's easy to carry around. Of course, elote, churros, everything. And it's also set up like right at 16th and Peoria where those murals are. You know, it's going to be really colorful. And just when I was kind of researching which street fests sound the most fun as far as the mix of vendors and food and everything else going on, this is a really good one for cultural mix.
Okay, nice.
Moving on, the Chinatown Summer Fair, which is a little bit later in July. It's July 27th through 28th. It's also a really cool one. They kick it off every year with this dragon parade. So that happens this year at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday. That's kind of the official opening of this street fest. There's like kung fu demonstrations. There's tons of food at this one too. So again, being all about the food for the street fest.
Yeah, show up hungry.
Yeah, head to Chinatown. There's gonna be lots and lots of yummy things to eat. And also it's taking place, you know, we've got the gates, so it's coming down Wentworth Avenue from Cermak and kind of feels very festive because it's in that like prime core part of Chinatown too.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's an awesome one. Another family friendly one, Tales of Polonia. This is the largest Polish festival in the country. Nonstop music. Every street fest touts what it's famous for. And I was like, all right, well, can it really be nonstop music? It kind of is nonstop music. There's like, there's polka by day and pop bands by night. So just picture like it doesn't stop. There's multiple stages. Huh. It's huge. There's like a casino set up somehow. There's cooking classes. There's more than 30 vendors. There's a beer garden. Of course, like it's a really big deal, but that one's super family friendly.
Okay,
also nice.
Okay, so you talked about Summer Smash, really focused on the music for this one. Tell me about some other ones that are very much more music focused.
Okay, so for more music fests, we have Jeff Fest, and this is in Jefferson Park. The official title is the Jefferson Park Arts and Music Festival. This is taking place July 12th through 14th. And there is a little bit of a cover charge, but it's nothing like something like Summer Smash. And I think the big difference here is these are not household names. These are all cover bands. So it's kind of, they've got like a Pearl Jam cover band. They've got a U2 cover band, Nirvana.
I love this.
Yes. Elton John, ABBA. Like it's all over the place. And I kind of love that. Like I think it just sounds really fun if you just want to go and sing along to songs from the 90s and further back. You know, Elton John has a very deep catalog.
Yes.
This one just sounds really fun.
Okay. Yeah. I love the music focus because I love to dance and get free too. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I know one of the festivals you wrote about is kind of has this unique food concept. Can you talk about that one on the north side?
Yes. I think you're talking about Flavors of Albany Park. And this one I wanted to include because it is so different. It's less of a festival per se, and it's more of like a food crawl, which I think is really unique. So this is Albany Park's 15th annual restaurant crawl, and it's 3 hours on one night. It's on June 26th, and you do need tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically kind of choose your own adventure. You can go, I think the cross streets are Lawrence and Kedzie, and you basically pick a direction depending on which restaurants you want to hit up.
Oh.
And when you pass the restaurant, they have little bites that they hand out to you as you're passing them.
How fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So big picture. As you've scoured the festivals happening almost every day this summer,
yes.
What advice would you give the next person when they're deciding which festivals they are going to spend a day at?
Ooh, I think you have to commit. I think that's my best advice is like, and I even find this, you know, wandering around my local, I'm in Logan Square, the Logan Square Arts Fest. It's nice. You can kind of putter around. You can head home. But if you're going to head out and like go to a different neighborhood arts fest where you can't just wander home when you're feeling hot or your kid gets bored or your friend wants to go do something else, it's like you got to commit.
Yeah.
So I think you got to wear your hat, bring your sunscreen, bring your water bottle, like bring some cash. You never know who's going to be doing Venmo or cash or whatnot. Plan to stay a while, like get into it. Spend some time talking to the vendors, getting to know them. I love a fest that has vendors I've never met or heard of before instead of the same old ones that are at every fest. So I think that's a good part of it too, is just plan to be there and like really, you know, get in the trenches of that neighborhood and see what it's all about. This is why we have them.
Lauren Vieira is a writer based in Chicago. Lauren, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find more about each of these festivals at the link to Lauren's article, which is in the show notes of this episode. And that's it for today. Justin Bull, Sarah Stark, and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve edits the show and is our executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.